This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, November 2, 2016. Paul Layton writes in the Salem News, a proposal to build a short-term rehabilitation facility on Sawyer Road in Beverly ran into overwhelming opposition during a public hearing on Tuesday at Beverly High School. Speakers representing hospitals, nursing facilities, nonprofit groups, and patients told state regulators that the new business is not only unnecessary, but could drive existing nursing facilities out of business and disrupt patients. Mary Margaret Moore, executive director of the Independent Living Center of the North Shore in Cape Ann, is quoted as saying, "We don't need another facility. The existing ones are fine." A newly formed company called OPMA Bev LLC has proposed building a 90-bed rehabilitation center for short-term stays for people recovering from conditions such as strokes, heart attacks, and major joint replacements. The $23 million facility would be built at the site of the Roller Palace and Soccer, etc., which would be demolished. 6-10 taxpayer groups have formed in opposition to the project, which must be approved by the Massachusetts Department of Health. The department hosted the public hearing as part of its process of determining whether the facility is needed. About 60 people attended. GE in Lynn is hiring as helicopters take off. Bill Newell has that story.
GE Aviation is hiring. In a Thomas Grillo story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn, he writes, 2 months after a local union hammered out an agreement with management to replace retirees with new hires, the city's largest private employer has advertised for help. GE hasn't hired like this in a long time, said City Councilor Peter Capano, who is also the IUE CWA Local 201 union president. They're doing a significant amount of hiring and making a commitment to Lynn. We just want to keep the ball rolling and make sure GE's future in the city is secure. In a weekend advertisement in the item, GE is seeking warehouse workers, machinists, and manufacturing associates. The deal struck last summer between management and the union guarantees 52 new hires. In addition, when an employee retires, the contract says that the person will be replaced with a new worker. As many as 200 hires are expected to be added through next spring. GE offers an early retirement program for people age 60 with 10 years of experience. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for MSO News Sports. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you. Gayla Colley writes on itemlive.com, Halloween is over, leaving many people with pounds of candy. But instead of overindulging or letting it go to waste, residents can donate their treats to troops overseas. A Marblehead-based nonprofit, Calling All Patriots Support Group, check that, Calling All Patriots Troop Support, CAPTS, CAPS, which sends care packages to servicemen and women actively deployed overseas, has enlisted the help of the Marblehead Police Department for the third year to collect leftover Halloween candy from residents. Candy donations are accepted 24/7 at the police station. Donation boxes are also at Marblehead Community Center and 47 Overlook Road, the home of the nonprofit's co-founders, Mark and Janet Brings, and where CAPS is based. Collection started on Tuesday and continues for about 2 weeks. CAPS is also looking for other donations for its holiday care packages, such as hot chocolate, tea, and shampoo. Besides candy, she said the packages sent overseas typically include Dunkin' Donuts coffee, toilet paper, CDs, DVDs, toiletries, food, socks, underwear, T-shirts, and pillowcases. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, in Gloucester, more than 2,500 city residents have cast ballots at City Hall for president, other offices, and on 4 referendum questions a full week before Election Day. That's 300 more than bothered to go to the polls in the September state primaries, choosing Democratic and Republican nominees for Essex County Sheriff and endorsing candidates for other state offices. And the Cape Ann momentum behind the state's first early voting initiative was showing no signs of abating on Tuesday afternoon. City Clerk Joanne Sinos is quoted as saying, "We didn't know whether it would catch on or not, but it sure has." She said 400 to 500 voters have come in early and cast their early ballots on any given day. Cape Ann's town clerks have likewise found voters warmly welcoming early voting hours all across Cape Ann. Voting began last week and carries on through this Friday. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.